Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 8th, 2020. Midsummer, great racing. The Midsummer Derby, the Travers, even though the Derby's still coming up in a month, is also today, and it's a great day for the races across the country. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by AmWager.com, a great legal online betting service. Online betting site, AmWager.com, AmWager.com, legal in most states, carrying most tracks, particularly Saratoga and Del Mar, for your summer pleasure with lots of perks and benefits for the horse player. Check out AmWager.com. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Racing Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com, clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start this Saturday, August 8th podcast with the Ballerina Stakes at Saratoga, post free 42 Eastern. And this race needs to go as drawn, which means no scratches for this to work out the way I want it to, the way I think it will. Because if both Serengeti Empress and Latruska both run, there's little chance Serengeti Empress gets early lead to herself to win. So I'm labeling her a vulnerable, low-odds horse here. It makes the race very playable. Pink Sands won the Inside Information Stakes in January, a 7-furlong graded stakes, just like this one. And that was her second graded stakes win in a row. She was then off for 5 months, returned in the Ogden Phipps, also around one turn, but a little bit longer at a mile and a 16th. She ran poorly without any visible excuse. And I say visible because when a top trainer like Shug McGee enters a horse in a grade one race off that kind of effort, we have to toss it out. If he thinks she's fit, I won't argue, and we know she has the chops to win this. Pink Sands came back to work exceptionally well 6 days ago at Saratoga, gets Irad Ortiz, gets the pace to set up her kick, a good post, and opening at 10-1, she's a key bet on the day. Another horse worth betting in this race is Victim of Love, who opens at 15-1, because if her last effort June 27th wasn't a fluke, she can win. Victim of Love won the Vagrancy Handicap, Belmont, 27-1, with a 108 equibase speed figure as good as the 108 Bellafina, earned winning the Desert Stormer, also a grade 3. Bellafina opens at 9-5, Victim of Love 15-1. Jose Lascano was up for the first time and rides back, and Victim of Love is very likely to be third or fourth early, so she can get first run if the pace battle takes its toll on Serengeti Empress and Latruska, as I think it will. And Pink Sands will be coming from further back. This is a lightly raced 4-year-old, 5-for-15, definitely underrated and underbet in this race. Come Dancing and Bellafina have some shot to win. We'll play them on pick three tickets, some exactas, but neither are standouts. In the Ballerina Stakes, race 7 at Saratoga, Saturday, August 8th, 3:42 Eastern. Win bets, both Pink Sands and Victim of Love, at 2-1 or more. I really like them. When making multiple win bets, it's to your advantage to use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has a great Dutching tool available, among many other great features and benefits. With the Dutching tool, you can enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and based on the odds, the math is done for you. It gives you the mathematical edge of betting two horses in a race. For the exactas, we'll play a couple here. Pink Sands and Victim of Love over Pink Sands, Victim of Love, Cookie Dough, Bellafina, and Come Dancing. And then we'll turn it around because the prices are good on Pink Sands and Victim of Love, and just play another exacta of Bellafina and Come Dancing over Pink Sands and Victim of Love. Better than a place bet. For the doubles, in race 7, Victim of Love, Bellafina, Pink Sands, and Come Dancing. In race 8, Pulsate and Chewing Gum. These are great doubles. They could give us 10 to 20 times our bet if they work out. Pick 3, in race 7, Victim of Love, Bellafina, Pink Sands, and Come Dancing. In race 8, Pulsate and Chewing Gum. And in race 9, Mrs. Sippy, My Sister Nat, Olympic Games, and Fool's Gold. Moving on to race 8, the Troy Stakes, post of 4:22 Eastern on Saturday, 8-8. And the pace scenario in this 5.5-furlong turf sprint is likely to be as hot or hotter than in the Ballerina. American Sailor has had the lead after a quarter mile in every one of his last 9. Pure Sensation has been first or second in his last 11. He's only one leading from the start. Pure Sensation opens at 3-1, and he's vulnerable because of the likelihood he won't get the lead he needs. Then there's the 8-5 warning line favorite Imprimis. He's finished 6th, 4th, 3rd, and 6th in his last 4 and hasn't run in 9 months. He's working well, but he's facing horses in the same form he was last fall, but they've raced much more recently. He doesn't have a class edge. The second favorite, Sheki Shabazz at 5-2, similarly, has finished 3rd, 6th, and 4th in his last 3. I don't see him being a strong contender here. That leaves a couple of closers who have run well recently and can get top honors, particularly if American Sailor and Pure Sensation run something like 44 for the first half mile. Chewing Gum opens at 5-1, gets a great outside post, gets Rosario, who rode him to a win from next to last, one before last in a 6-furlong turf sprint. Chewing Gum managed third last out, but had brushed the gate at the start, and he has every right to run back to that June 12th winning effort. Then there's Pulsate, who opens at 15-1. He won a 6-furlong sprint in his last race of 2019. That was as strong an effort as Chewing Gum put in on June 12th. Then, following 7 months off, Pulsate came back in the same race as Chewing Gum, finished fine for fourth, just a nose behind Chewing Gum, but he opens at 15-1 compared to Chewing Gum at 5-1. Those are odds disparities we can exploit. In race 8 at Saratoga on Saturday, 8-8, the Troy Stakes with a post of 4.22 Eastern. Win bets on both Chewing Gum and Pulsate warranted here at 5-2 or higher. And again, use a Dutching tool to your advantage. Check out AmWager, sign up. You'll see how a great tool that is. For the exactus, small box like a dollar of Pulsate and Chewing Gum because of the odds, and then come back and play another one of Pulsate and Chewing Gum over Pulsate, Chewing Gum, American Sailor, and Lawn Twist. That's Pulsate, Chewing Gum, American Sailor, and Lawn Twist in second with Pulsate and Chewing Gum on top. Now we can play some trifectas here because I think these two are going to be first or second and first or third, and it's a 50-cent ticket. Trifecta one is Pulsate and Chewing Gum over Pulsate and Chewing Gum over all. And the second one is Pulsate and Chewing Gum over all over Pulsate and Chewing Gum. And then we'll play one more pick three here. This is really simple because Gamine is a single in race 10. Play Pulsate and Chewing Gum in race 8. Play Mississippi, My Sister Nat, Olympic Games, and Fool Gold in race 9. And Gamine in race 10. We can also play the double, even though we played the double and pick double. We played the pick three in race 7, so it might be alive. You can still play another double if you want here. In race 8, play Pulsate and Chewing Gum. In race 9, Mississippi, My Sister Nat, Olympic Games, and Fool's Gold. The next two races on the card at Saratoga are the Way of Stakes, race 9 at 5:02, and the Test Stakes, race 10 at 5:37. There's not much to say about either. Four horses can win the Weya, but Fool's Gold may be a win bet here. Won the race last year. She's 5-1. She's one of two horses for Brown. The other is 2-1. She has every right to run as well this year, and she could be bet to win Fool's Gold at 2-1 in the Weya race 9. Moving on to the Test race 10, Gamine is a standout here on figures and on pace. She shouldn't lose. She can. No horse is a cinch, but she shouldn't lose, and that's why we singled her in the pick 3 starting in race 8. I think the play here is to try and beat Venetian Harbor for second. I think we can because I think she's going to get tired chasing the favorite Gamine. And so Up in Smoke is the best closer in the field besides Gamine. And so the exacta in this race is a play. In race 10, the Test Stakes at Saratoga at 5:37 on Saturday 8-8. I like the exacta a lot of Gamine over Up in Smoke. Moving on to the feature of the day, the $1 million Travers, race 11, post 6:15. Also not necessarily a race that you can make a lot of money in. Tis the Law has got a triple advantage. His last three efforts with Equibase speed figures are better than the best of any of the others in the race. He runs well off layoffs. He's got tactical speed. He really has no knocks. That being said, it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that Caracaro or Country Grammar can post the upset 3 weeks ago in the Peter Pan. At the slightly shorter distance of 9 furlongs, they ran 1-2, Country Grammar beating Caracaro. I don't know why Caracaro is 10-1 versus Country Grammar 6-1, considering they were head apart and that Caracaro has one less race this year than Country Grammar off a layoff, so he could improve nicely. Although I would make a win bet on Caracaro or Country Grammar at 4-1 or more, that's not the main play. The key to making money in the Travers, race 11 at Saratoga, again, 6:15 post, is trying to hit exact trifectas mostly, with Thistlelaw in front and try and nail who's going to be second or third. To that end, here's the trifectas I'm playing in the Travers. The first one is Thistlelaw over Country Grammar and Caracaro over Country Grammar, Uncle Chuck, Chivalry, Caracaro, and South Bend. I'll say it again. Thistlelaw over Country Grammar and Caracaro over Country Grammar and Caracaro, Uncle Chuck, Chivalry, and South Bend. Then we'll play the same thing, but with the horses flipped in second and third, and that's going to be Tis the Law over Country Grammar, Uncle Chuck, Chivalry, Caracaro, and South Bend over Country Grammar and Caracaro. And then again, because it's a cheap 50-cent ticket, play a couple more tickets here. Tis the Law over Country Grammar and Caracaro over all. 'Tis the law over all, over Country Grammar and Caro Caro. Not a big money-making race, but hopefully, if we got it right in the seventh race with those price horses, Pink Sands, Victim of Love, Chewing Gum Pulsate, not to worry about not making a lot of money in this race. Thanks so much for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Check out amwager.com. Sign up. Thank them for sponsoring this blog and podcast. And have a great Travers Day around the country.